From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to continue 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is the news from Voice of Indonesia, read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo urges the UNESCAP to strengthen funding to accelerate achievement of SDGs. President Joko Widodo received courtesy visit of the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Serbia. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo urged the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia Pacific, or UNESCAP, to strengthen funding to expedite the achievement of Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. As quoted by Antara, this was remarked at the opening of the 78th UNESCAP Commission session that was witnessed virtually on Monday. He also stated global challenges in the form of the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, and war had hindered the achievement of SDGs in the Asia-Pacific region. President Joko Widodo received a courtesy visit of Serbian Foreign Affairs Minister Nikola Selaković with a limited delegation at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Monday. In a press conference of Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi after accompanying President Joko Widodo in the meeting, pointed out that Indonesia is one of the important partners for Serbia. Thereby, it needs to increase cooperation between the two countries. She also said some cooperation discussed focus on the economic aspect. Serbia, as the largest wheat producer in Europe, is committed to continuing to export wheat to Indonesia. The meeting also discussed the export of crude palm oil from Indonesia to Serbia, which has increased from time to time.
Di bidang ekspor kita untuk CPO,
Indonesia's export sector of CPO has shown an increase from time to time. Currently, Serbia's CPO imports from Indonesia have reached 30%. Thus, 30% of Serbia's CPO imports from outside is CPO from Indonesia. On the occasion, Serbia also expressed its willingness to take semi-skilled workers from Indonesia, particularly in several fields of work, such as construction, food and beverage, as well as hotel. We continue the news with Commander of the Indonesian National Armed Forces, or TNI, General Andika Perkasa, made chairperson of the Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Board, Kiai Haji Yahya Khalil Stokuf, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. Perkasa noted during his visit to the PBNU office that he decided to pay a visit to PBNU because he has spent his time on the internal aspect of the military. As he has understood the internal aspect, he will then redirect his focus to the external aspect, and PBNU is among the public organizations that he must visit. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Hajj Health Clinic in Medina, Saudi Arabia, is ready to serve Indonesian Hajj pilgrims during this year's Hajj season. This was stated by Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, Yakut Holil Koumas, in his statement received by Antara on Monday. He had earlier visited the city to monitor the preparedness of Hajj pilgrim services, including the Hajj Health Office. He also noted the health clinic was last used in 2019, and with Saudi Arabia having reopened its doors to foreign Hajj pilgrims this year, it will be reactivated by repairing some medical installation. Now we move to the international news. The World Health Organization does not have evidence that the monkeypox virus has mutated, noting the infectious disease that is endemic in the West and Central Africa has tended not to change. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Rosamund Lewis, head of the Smallpox Secretariat, which is part of the WHO Emergencies Program, told a briefing that mutations are typically lower with this virus, although genome sequencing of cases will help inform understanding of the current outbreak. President Joe Biden announced Monday in Tokyo that 13 countries have joined a new U.S.-led Asia-Pacific Trade Initiative touted as a counterweight to China's aggressive expansion in the region. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Biden said at a press conference alongside Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida that the United States and Japan, together with 11 other nations, will be launching the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity. He further said this framework is a commitment to working with the close friends and partners in the region on challenges that matter most to ensuring economic competitiveness in the 21st century. Moving on to Anthony Albanese has been sworn in as Australia's new leader and will fly immediately to an international summit. Mr. Albanese's Labour Party defeated Scott Morrison's Conservative government in an election on Saturday. As reported by BBC.com, it remains unclear whether Mr. Albanese will form a majority or govern with the support of crossbenchers. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of today's commentary is Indonesia Fights for Developing Countries' Interest Through G20 Presidency. President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia's G20 presidency would be used to fight for the interests of developing countries. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo when delivering remarks at the opening session of the 78th Commission session of the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, or UNESCAP, virtually from Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Monday. Those efforts are mainly for health, wellness, digital transformation, and energy transition. The commitment to fight for the interests of developing countries has been unveiled by President Joko Widodo before. In the opening ceremony of the Indonesian G20 presidency in December 2021, he affirmed Indonesia's determination. This commitment was reinforced by the theme of the G20 Indonesia presidency, Recover Together, Recover Stronger. It seems very appropriate that President Joko Widodo convey that commitment again at the 78th UNESCAP Commission session. Indonesia will voice its importance for economic recovery, creating a strong economic and social foundation of developing member countries of UNESCAP. As stated by President Joko Widodo, the Asia-Pacific region is still trying to get out of the big challenges caused by the pandemic, climate change, and war. The economies of the number of Asia-Pacific countries have yet to recover, still below pre-pandemic levels. 70% of the total new unemployment occur in the region, and 85 million people have fallen back into extreme poverty. UNESCAP's support and contribution in Indonesia's struggle for developing countries is certainly still very much expected. As stated by President Joko Widodo, working together accelerates the recovery of the region and the world towards a sustainable future. This is in line with what was conveyed by Armida Salsiah Ali Syahbana, Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations and Executive Secretary of ESCAP. In the UNESCAP press release, she emphasized that no country can move forward alone in this development agenda. Hopefully, what Indonesia has been fighting for the aspirations and interests of developing countries through the G20 presidency will achieve maximal results. Thus, developing countries in the Asia-Pacific region can recover quickly and become stronger. Through the spirit of Recover Together, Recover Stronger, with the support of the developing countries in UNESCAP, Indonesia ensures that no country is left behind. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
I'll start today in history with May 24, 1989, when the first Sudirman Cup held in Jakarta. Sudirman Cup is an international badminton championship for mixed team events featuring men's single, women's singles, men's doubles, women doubles, and mixed doubles. This championship is held every 2 years. The name Sudirman is taken from the name of an Indonesian badminton figure, the late Dick Sudirman. He is one of the founders of the Indonesian Badminton Association and is also known as the father of Indonesian badminton. This championship was initiated by Indonesia in 1986. The Sudirman Cup was first held at the Istora Gelora Bung Karno, Jakarta, from 24 to 29 of May 1989. In that championship, Indonesia managed to emerge as the champion, defeating South Korea with a score 3-2. Moving on to May 24, 2000, when Israel withdraws from southern Lebanon. After 22 years of occupying southern Lebanon, to be precise, May 24, 2000, the Israeli army finally withdrew from the region. In 1978, the Israeli army for the third time invaded Lebanon. Previously, Israel established a safety line in the territory of South Lebanon and formed a semi-military group. The group consisted of paid Lebanese. The Shia group Hezbollah then campaigned against them until the pro-Israel group surrendered. Israel withdrew from Lebanon on May 24, 2000. I'll enter in history with May 24, 2017, when the bomb attack in Jakarta. The bomb explosion occurred on May 24, 2017 at the Kampung Melayu bus terminal East Jakarta. Police confirmed that the explosion came from an explosive device found in the toilet and in other parts of the bus terminal. This explosion resulted in the death of 5 people, namely 3 police officers and 2 perpetrators. 10 injured people were taken to hospitals around East Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Saat ku langkahkan
listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in New York has promoted Tempeh in New York City. This promotion is part of the collaboration with the Women's Entrepreneurship Day organization WIDO. As reported by Antaranus Agency last Saturday, in a press release, the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in New York, Arifi Saiman, said, "This collaboration will increase knowledge, experience, and expertise, as well as promote gender equality and women's empowerment." The Tempeh Goes to New York event was held at the Pancasila Room, Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in New York on May 20, 2021. In the event, the guests were treated to art performances and traditional snacks made from tempeh, such as tempeh bacem, dry tempeh, and tempeh curry. Boss Tempeh representative Meila Kurnianto briefly explained the benefits of tempeh as a healthy, sustainable, and affordable food, low in calories and low in sodium. Boss Tempeh is a company that manufactures and distributes tempeh in the United States. Meanwhile, the representative of the Women's Entrepreneurship Day organization, Wendy Diamond, expressed her appreciation to the Indonesian Consulate General in New York for the partnerships provided. According to Wendy, the participation who attended could get to know Indonesian culture and business potential more deeply. The event also featured a number of arts such as the Glipang dance by the Indonesian Cultural Club ICC Delaware and the introduction of traditional clothes from various parts of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Yogyakarta, where there is a beautiful beach called Wediombo. The location is in Balong Village, Giri Subo, Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. The distance from the city center to the location is about 70 kilometers and can be reached in 2 hours. The name Wediombo Beach itself is taken from the Javanese language, namely Wedi, which means sand, and Ombo, which means vast. However, based on the meaning of the name, Wediombo Beach does not have a wide expanse of sand. The beach is more like a wide bay. The western and eastern parts of this beach are flanked by coral hills with a unique shape. Wediombo has a stunning beauty with high cliffs and clean white sand. This beach is composed of volcanic and organic sand with volcanic rocks, rhyolite, andesite, and limestone, which are volcanic faces. It is estimated that Wediombo Beach is a former volcanic crater in the past that sank below the sea level. Many tourist activities can be done at the Wediombo Beach. You can play on the soft sand beach and enjoy the beauty of the sunset or fish. Interestingly, fishing here will be a unique tourism experience, even the extreme one. In Wediombo, you fish at the height of the coral hills. It is not easy to fish on the coral hill, because it is located far from the beach. The coral hills can only be reached after walking to the east along the shoreline, up and down the cliffs on the steep and slippery shores. Then up again to the top of the coral hills, which are directly facing the open sea. This tiring journey will pay off with the fish you will get. You can enjoy the catch of fish immediately because there are several residents who offer fish cooking services. Directly bordering the Indian Ocean, Wediombo Beach is filled with big waves. With big waves, this beach is suitable for surfing. Even Wediombo is often used as a location for surfing competition. Besides trying to surf, another exciting activity that can be tried is snorkeling. As a place for water conservation, the coral reef under the sea are preserved and many fish can be seen while snorkeling. The fare to try snorkeling and equipment rental is around 30,000 rupiah to 80,000 rupiah, or around $2 to $5. In this tourist attraction, you can spend the night enjoying the beautiful panorama of Wediombo. The facilities at Wediombo Beach are quite adequate with parking lots, bathrooms with clean water, stalls that provide food and drinks, as well as Wi-Fi facilities. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Keep
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to
Boleh
some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions.
Ini paspor saya.
And we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is hotel stay. Next is a conversation entitled Ini Paspor Saya. Ini Paspor Saya, which means here is my passport. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and the hotel receptionist. Dev shows his passport to the receptionist. Let's listen to their conversation. After listening to the conversation, I'll present phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, Ini Pasport Saya. Ini paspor saya, which means here is my passport. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Ini. Ini, which means here is or this is. Paspor. Paspor, which means passport. Saya. Saya, which means I. Ini paspor saya. Ini paspor saya, which means here is my passport. Pinjam. Pinjam, which means borrow. Pulpen. Pulpen, which means pen. Boleh pinjam pulpennya? Boleh pinjam pulpennya, which means may I borrow the pen? Makanan ini. Makanan ini, which means this food. Apa nama makanan ini? Apa nama makanan ini? Which means, what's the name of this food? In the conversation, you heard the phrase, ini paspor saya. Ini paspor saya, which means, here is my passport. In that sentence, there is the word ini. Ini, which means here, is or this is, followed by the expression paspor saya. Paspor saya, which means my passport. To show something with the intention of handing it over, you can use the word ini. Ini, which means here is or this is, then followed by a word or expression that states something is handed over. For example, paspor, paspor, which means passport. Other examples. Apart from showing something with the intention of handing it over, the word ini, ini, which means here is used just to show something.
Boleh saya pinjam paspor Anda?
So let's listen about
ini paspor saya
in the following conversation. Boleh pinjam pulpennya? Boleh pinjam pulpennya, which means can I borrow the pen? Ini pulpennya. Ini pulpennya, which means here is the pen. In that phrase, the word pulpennya, pulpennya, which means the pen, is used to show and hand over the pen. Apa nama makanan ini? Apa nama makanan ini, which means what is the name of this food? Ini ketoprak. Ini ketoprak, which means this is ketoprak. In this phrase, the word ketoprak is used to indicate that the food name is ketoprak. In addition to passport identity, for foreigners who have lived for 1 year in Indonesia is a KITAS. KITAS is an acronym in Indonesian for Limited Stay Permit Card. The validity period must be renewed every year. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again. That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the title Ini Paspor Saya. Here is my ulang. Ini paspor saya. Ini paspor saya, which means here is my passport. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Cinta padamu, aku cinta. penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Tandak Lemang by Suhardi S. and Rianti. The song Tandak Lemang was composed by Sanggam. In Malay language, Tandak means dance. Like its title, the song tells about an invitation to dance together. The song also contains a message in order to always keep the politeness of the Malays. Well, listener, here is the song Tandak Lemang by Suhardi S. and Rianti. Enjoy!
Kita bersama Tak boleh miang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sunset.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.